Today, August 12th, is the feast day of St. Jane Frances de Chantal, a remarkable woman who was a wife, a mother, then became a nun, and a foundress of a religious community. We look at her life, born in the year 1562 to a very wealthy, noble family. Her father was the president of the Parliament of Burgundy. She lost her mother when she was only 18 months old, so she never knew her mother. She was raised by her father, who did his very best to make sure she had an excellent Catholic education. And as a young woman, she was brilliant, beautiful, talented. Her confirmation saint that she chose was Frances, so she became known as Jane Frances. She married at the age of 21 to Christopher, who was the Baron de Chantal, 27-year-old, one of the most eligible bachelors in that part of Dijon, France. They were married in really a fairy tale wedding, wonderful Catholic ceremony. They lived in a castle. They were able to attend daily mass. They had six children, four of which survived to adulthood. And they had 9 years of a very blissful and happy marriage. But then her husband was tragically killed in a hunting accident. A friend accidentally shot him in the leg, and he died about 2 weeks later from the infection. And so St. Jane was now left with four young children. The youngest was only 2 weeks old when her husband died. And so here she was, a young mother, 28 years of age, raising four children by herself, having to deal also with the emotions of losing her husband by this accident, and how she had to deal with forgiveness, the forgiveness of the man who had accidentally taken her husband's life. It took a number of years for her to work through this, but eventually she was able to forgive him and even became the godmother of one of this man's future children. So here she was, still about 4 months into her being a widow, suffering from depression, and there she met Saint Francis de Sales, who was the bishop who had come from Geneva to give a Lenten series in the area of Dijon. And she began to correspond with the bishop. She met him, he agreed to be her spiritual director, and they began corresponding. And under his spiritual direction, she began to grow in acceptance of God's will in her new state in life of being a widow, raising the children by herself, and she began to develop her prayer life to not only, of course, take care of her children, but also to do more spiritual reading, to spend time in prayer, and to grow in virtue. Eventually, these letters that he wrote to Jane Frances became really the basis for the Introduction to the Devout Life, one of the greatest spiritual classics ever written. And so St. Francis de Sales had this great desire to establish a new order in the church, especially for older women, for women whose health was weak, women who would be able to have an apostolate. Maybe some of them would be widows, others could join the order. And so she became really the first one to follow this invitation to become a religious sister. Pretty soon, two other women joined her, and eventually they had about a dozen women in this brand new community. They would live an enclosed life, follow the rule of St. Augustine, and the virtues that they would imitate would be the virtues of Our Lady at the Visitation, which would be humility, meekness, and charity towards souls. So they imitate Our Lady's visitation to Elizabeth, reaching out. And so she continued to be in this community until her death. Her spiritual director, St. Francis de Sales, died in the year 1622. Her son was killed at the age of 31 In the year 1627, the plague hit France. In 1628, she went through a difficult time with spiritual dryness and a crisis in her faith, but she persevered until the end. By her death, there were 80 convents of Visitation Sisters throughout Europe. She died at the age of 69, canonized in the year 1767. She was actually a friend of St. Vincent de Paul in Paris, and St. Vincent said of her, he regarded her as one of the holiest souls he had ever met on this earth. And St. Francis, her spiritual director, he said, in the Madame de Chantal, I have found the valiant woman whom Solomon had a difficult time finding in Jerusalem. As you know, Solomon tried very hard to find the right woman, right? 300 wives and 700 concubines. So St. Jane must have been a remarkable woman. So you know, look at her life. She was a wife, a mother, a nun, a foundress of a religious order, known for her beauty, her refinement, her cheerful temperament, and her love for the poor. And so we pray today, St. Jane Frances de Chantal, pray for us.